We've been telling you all day about the fallout from the Penn State child sex abuse scandal. The report today from the former FBI director that's finding top leaders at Penn State disregarded the safety and welfare of Jerry Sandusky's young victims. Well, joining us live now is Michelle Booth Cole, who is the executive director of Safe Shores, a group that works with victims of child abuse here in D.C. And thank you, Michelle, so much for being here on WTOP.
Oh, thank you for inviting me. I appreciate the opportunity.
So can we talk a little bit about this, what appears to be a systematic failure of these children, and really a culture of silence that we've perhaps seen before in other big organizations? Talk a little bit about how something like that can happen.
I think in this instance, we are dealing with a huge institution, first of all. I mean, you just think about the scope of how many students are served, how many people are employed, the number of programs. And I think, unfortunately, what happens is we sometimes give lip service to our concern about children and the well-being of youth, but we don't put the policies in place, and we don't really live up to the lip service because, frankly, it can be incredibly inconvenient to put those policies in place and enforce them. It slows people down. It slows processes down to ensure the safety of children. But ultimately, that kind of inconvenience is completely worth it when we have better assurances that children are safe.
Now, when you talk about policies and procedures, what would you like to see in place in the wake of this scandal that would help prevent it from happening again at another large institution?
Well, I think the report by Mr. Free was certainly incredibly thorough. I mean, there are best practices for policies that should exist in large institutions and youth-serving organizations. To detail those, I mean, you start with background checks, but that's just a piece of it. I mean, you start with training for staff. You start with compliance with the federal regulations. I mean, the report notes that the university wasn't even in compliance with the Clery Act, which is some basic security and criminal reporting statutes. So, one, you start with what we know is best practice. But I really think the bigger issue that really is the lesson that the report notes is this whole issue of changing the culture. And that is so much harder to do, but so much more critical because it requires the buy-in of everyone, not just the leadership, but the report notes that it's going to take the entire university community, students, faculty, staff, alumni, the board, and the administration to change how the university views itself and what its allegiance is to. Is it to football or is it to educating students and making sure that they have integrity and the university stands for principles of integrity and caring about all of humanity?
So much more, obviously, we can talk to you about. We thank you so much, though, for taking the time and shedding some insight into this latest report out of Penn State. Thank you, Michelle.
Thank you so much. I hope we keep talking about it.
Yep, same here. Michelle Booth Cole, who is the executive director of Safe Shores in D.C.